KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's Veterans Day. Craig, Rainbow Radio. We got some fabulous, fabulous guest. We only need one because she's so fabulous today. She's she's going to rock our world. We'll be right back. Thank you, Iz. We got our guests here. I want to introduce right away. I have with me Stacy, who is my co-host, and we're going to gang up this morning on Annie. I want to call her Annie. You look like an Annie to me.
You know, I go by Hey You, whatever. I answered anything.
And she's here from Laguna Playhouse, which we're so excited about. And Stacy just got back from a very self-absorbed trip on a cruise through the Panama Canal.
Oh, how fabulous.
I know. And I'm just glad she's here. She's got her priorities right. She came back.
Yeah. Rested and tanned.
I know.
No, not rested.
Oh, dear.
Got home last night, got up, fluffed the cruise hair, make it look like bedhead, and came in.
Don't you love radio? We can come, you know. It's like, no makeup.
That's right.
I did put my pants on today, though.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for that. We appreciate it.
TMI.
So I want to talk. We have, I want to give a few housekeeping things done like I do the first in the morning. First of all, it is Veterans Day, so let's say a kind word to every veteran we can muster. I'll call my older brother, who's a veteran, and tell Brian up in the Bay Area on his sailboat. Hate him. No, I love him. And Mary, his wife.
He sounds like he's earned it.
He's earned it. He's definitely earned it. And a shout out to Brian up there. Anyways, if you know a veteran, today's the day, baby.
Yes, and if anybody wanders through the Laguna Playhouse today, Wally Ziegler, our longtime employee who's currently our house manager, he's worn many hats, but many people know Wally, who greets them at the front door, and Wally is a vet, a medic from the Vietnam War, and a proud vet, and a wonderful man. So,
well, let's
shout out to Wally this morning.
Absolutely. So, as we do, our sponsor this week, who has donated funds to help support the program here, 93.5 FM, is Villa Real Estate and agent Mike Johnson, and we love Mike for doing so and supporting our program. Offices in Laguna Beach, Corona Del Mar, and Costa Mesa. Last week I said it was Costa Rica, but I found out that it's Costa Mesa.
It's not. I was just in Costa Rica.
Oh, you didn't. You couldn't find Michael there.
I looked for him.
I hate when that happens. So we love him. He's our sponsor. Next week on our show, we're going to have Lawrence Simon from Mariner Travel. He's a gay business owner here in Dana Point. And we're going to have him on the show. Stacy and I will gang up on him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then December 9th, we're going to have a panel of artists from Laguna Beach, which I went to a program at City Hall this Wednesday, and I met some artists. We're very passionate about the art culture in Laguna Beach. So we're going to have a town hall kind of mini meeting on the radio and bring the artists together and get their input about art in this community, because I think their perspective is something that we should all be very sensitive to, and I have a clear understanding, I feel, for whatever we do to promote art in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach. I think it's important to have the artists in mind. That's what makes it unique. That's what drives the energy and the culture, I think, is the artists. So it should be a fun show. That's December 9th. We're going to do that. And as always, if you have a Laguna Beach secret like we did last week when we had the bounty dinners and we had Leo and we had Andrew here on the program and we talked about bounty dinners here in Laguna Beach Canyon, had a lot of response on that. In Bluebird Canyon, had a lot of response on that. It's a wonderful program. We'll start up in the spring, and it's very exciting. But if you know of a similar type of business here in Laguna Beach that you think we should share the word or a similar best-kept secret and share the word, we would love to hear from you. You can go to rainbow-radio.com and leave a message. Also, we like to feature the business of LGBTQ business of the week. So if you want to nominate a business, someone you know who's been here for a long time and makes a great contribution, that's nice. As well as we're looking for more community leaders. I have some lined up. Audrey Prowser has given a nod that she wants to be on the program. I can't wait to have Audrey. And we have some people from Shanti, maybe Sarah Kosman, who's the executive director of Shanti, and she's going to be retiring in January, and we will have a big party for her retirement. 30 years, Shanti
wow.
is.
Wow.
It started here in Laguna Beach. I don't know if a lot of people realize that, but it started here. So I will be actually emceeing that. It's going to be at 7 degrees in the canyon this January. So that's going to be a fun event. We have a lot going on. So, again, if you know of a business, a person, a thing, let me know. I want to get it out there on the air. So we're going to take a short break with a song here, and we're going to come back with our guests, Annie. Yes?
Yes, we are.
And?
Annie, where I'm here and accounted for.
I had to wake her up. She's having her first morning cup of coffee. So
no, it's early for a person in the theater. What can I say?
Yeah, especially if you've been in the bar business like me,
yes,
too.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's very early. I mean, is it morning, really?
Yeah, right.
And so, but one, and Stacy, who's gonna give us all grief, I'm sure.
Of course.
One last thing I say is that it was a beautiful day in Laguna, but it's a chilly 54 degrees.
I know. How are we gonna do it?
How are we gonna manage? Maybe it'll warm up during the day. Anyway, a shout out to all those people at the Saturday Market. We're gonna come back in just a minute with some more news and about what's going on in the LGBT world and all things good. Here's a little Aretha.
Good.
I'm trying to have some gay icon, iconic singers, and she's definitely one. Take it away, baby.
And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel.
Yeah, Aretha, you make me feel, you make me feel. We're going to get right in here with Annie. And she has, Annie, I know there's going to be some questions. Why do we have the Playhouse here? Isn't this like Rainbow Radio? And isn't this kind of like what we're all about? Well, I want to add a bit of a commentary before I lead into you, Annie. I feel that the LGBT community has been disenfranchised for many years, and I'm strongly opinionated about that, and there's lots of documentation about it. But in the last, say, 8 years or decade, a lot has changed, and I feel the community is being embraced on a much wider spectrum than it has been in the past. And with that, I think the community has a responsibility to embrace the rest of the world as much as we've been being embraced lately. So with that, the Rainbow Radio is not just all about the rainbow culture. It's about the community and how we fit into the community and how we all are a part of it and make a contribution. We're your brothers, your sisters, your hairdressers, your dentists. We're everything, aren't we, Stacy?
Yes, we are.
Including PE teachers.
Yes, we are.
And if you're in my family, it's your dad who's the minister. So, you know,
okay.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. So with that, the Laguna Beach, Laguna Playhouse, I want to keep putting a beach in there, but it's officially the Laguna Playhouse, I know personally has done a few things, reaching out, which I praise them for, to the LGBTQ community. So I'm going to, what are those things?
Yeah, you know, Laguna Beach has long been, you know, just a welcoming community for anyone of any persuasion and any, you know, whatever one's...
Diverse.
Yeah, it's a very diverse city, and it's always been pretty open in terms of welcoming everyone to it. And but as communities do, and the longer we live, communities grow and change and stretch. And I think the Playhouse has reflected that. You know, the art really does, if you're paying attention, the art, as artists, your art does reflect life. And the Playhouse is almost 100 years old.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We're in our 97th season. And it's the oldest continuously running theater of its kind on the West Coast. And so, you know, we're pretty proud of that. And, it has gone through many changes over the years. It was started as an amateur theater and has become a professional theater over the last 30
years.
Pretty
well recognized internationally.
Yeah, you know, on the national scale, we're part of what's called the League of Resident Theaters, LORT. And for us, we have a lot of pride in that because we're part of a nationally recognized group of theaters who do,
okay.
We used to call it regional theater, but because so much work comes out of the regions, it's, you know, there was Broadway in New York, mm-hmm. and then there were the regional theaters. We call it the League of Resident mm-hmm. Theaters now because so much of the work that goes to Broadway and goes
starts somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it starts regionally. So we're really a resident theater, and Ellen Richard, who's our executive director, who is one of the great leaders of the American theater, was at the Roundabout for many years, which is a Broadway theater, and San Francisco at ACT. She's actually back east right now at a conference for Theater Communications Group and representing us there. So we are nationally recognized.
Well, it makes me want to ask a question. Say I'm a struggling thespian.
Hmm.
Not to be confused, Stacy.
I was getting excited. Getting excited.
Calm thyself. I say I'm a struggling thespian, and I want something credible on my resume. And it's kind of hard to do that if you haven't had any acting events.
I'm so glad you asked this question because
the
biggest secret in Laguna Beach is that there are auditions and opportunities for people who are not equity union members, you know, union acting
right.
members. We do our summer show. Generally, is for the last 4 or 5 years has been a non-union show, and all of the people on that stage, like for Footloose and Hairspray, they're all non-union. They're all people who have either chosen to be actors part-time or actors without union affiliation. Kids in college who have a summer to do a show, and you can come to the Laguna Playhouse. We do non-union auditions every summer. Wally, my Wally, and I do, and we always have a number of shows throughout the season, and more as we go along, because we're doing more full-bodied shows that have a few slots, you know, a few roles.
If I'm a theater and arts major and I want to expand my, I guess, my horizon, I could potentially spend my summer here.
Absolutely. And many UCI students do. We have a number of UCI students who spend their summer with us, who did On Hairspray, Cal State Fullerton. And then kids, what's happened is we've become known as this theater that does this during the summer. So even in the Straw Hat auditions in New York, which is non-union auditions for the summer, young people have come from all over the United States who come here, and as long as they can find housing, they can come and be on stage at Laguna Playhouse.
So, I suppose, I know the college in the canyon has some housing. I don't know what they do with it in the summer.
Jonathan Burke has been very generous with us, and this last summer was the first summer they were able to turn some of that housing over to us. So,
because it draws to mind, I'm certain you've heard of the Oregon Shakespearean Festival
sure,
in
bet.
Ashland. I actually lived there, and I actually got a hotel on the National Register of Historic Places there. The Mark Antony, is now the Lithia Springs Hotel. I got it funded. That was a long while ago.
Wow.
But it's really nice. But the point is, the Shakespearean Festival is every year they attract new people. And every year they attract, and as a city, in comparison to the arts and Laguna Beach, it's very similar demographics.
Yes, it is.
It's 21,000 population. We're 23. They have a seasonal festival that brings in artists. There's artists, they're thespians. And we have a seasonal festival that brings in artists that, for the sake of art, which should include the theater, as is the point being today. So there's very similar. But I know a big part of why that culture is so powerful is the young, I wouldn't say young, but let's say the support they have from the thespians. Every year there's a new crowd. Every
right.
year there's more people that know those people that come to Ashland,
right.
Oregon, experience
to see
Ashland,
them, yeah.
Oregon. And that's what keeps it vibrant and relevant, let's say, as a community. And also, it's very prestigious to be on your resume that you were there.
Oh, huge.
And I think that's a path it looks like the Laguna Playhouse is pursuing as far as being vibrant and relevant and having new talent every opportunity they can.
Well, it's been so incredible for us to be able to do a full equity production of 12 Angry Men, which has 13 actors in it. It's a big production, and we're trying to, you know, we've had a wonderful donor, Lisa Hale, who has really underwritten our season so that we could do more full-bodied pieces this season, and you know, we're hopeful that we can continue that trend.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's all part of the community. I know. I also brought up what was going on this last Wednesday in Laguna Beach.
Yes, you said it was a lively discussion.
The creative placemaking town hall meeting occurred Wednesday, November 8th, and I wanted to attend. I actually did get to speak there in front of the group, and there was a lot of passionate people there. But you know, I'm going to draw back to you. There are some programs with Laguna. Before I go on about the creative pacemaking and what that was all about, there, I don't want to miss the topic that we were headed towards, and that was some of the programs you have at the theater that embrace the LGBT community.
Well, it's, you know, it's funny that you say, you talked about Oregon Shakespeare Festival. We have a show coming up in January called I Am My Own Wife, which is probably my favorite contemporary play of all, you know, of the last 20 years. And to any of the playwrights out there who are listening, I love your plays too. But this is an extraordinary piece that I saw originally on Broadway with Jefferson Mays. And I thought, well, I'll never be producing that because I'll never see a production more beautiful than the one I just saw. And I kind of put it on a shelf. And 2.5 years, almost 3 years ago, I saw a production of it at the Ensemble Theater in Santa Barbara with an actor named John Tufts, who is an Ashland actor. Ashland Oregon Shakespeare Festival actor was there for a dozen years. And one of those actors who would go out around the country and do work elsewhere, but always came back to his home during the summer at Ashland. And the performance of this woman, Charlotte von Malsdorf, who was really the first openly transgender woman in Nazi Germany, owned a museum back there, of a museum of ordinary things, and it's really her extraordinary story. And John plays her and 20 or 32 other characters in it.
What? It's one person?
One person. And he is...
He needs therapy.
Well, yeah. I think he gets it every night on stage playing Charlotte.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. But John, I saw John do this in Santa Barbara, and it's the first time since I saw it originally that I thought, this, I can do this. And took me almost 3 years to get on his schedule because he's so busy as an actor and so in demand. He's coming in January to do this incredible performance of I Am My Own Wife, the month of January. And everybody should see this play.
It's I Am My Own
Wife? I Am My Own Wife.
Wife,
yeah,
okay.
By Doug Wright. And, you know, one of the most decorated plays in the history of American theater.
Wow.
And I'm so proud that we're doing it. And John
Good
is
for you.
An amazing actor. Exciting. And everyone should see this play. And, you know, when it comes in January, which is a sleepy time in Laguna, because after the holidays, everyone just sort of takes a deep breath and exhales. But I don't want you to miss this. So pay attention to your month of January because it's something you'll never see.
Is that going to be partnered with, I know you have a special, I think it's a Sunday that you do a
special. Yes, we do. Pride Night at the Playhouse, which
Pride
I think
Night
your
at the
segues
Playhouse.
Are very good. You're very good at this. Yes, we do. We started this season, proudly have started our Pride Night at the Playhouse. They're Sundays. Aladdin and His Winter Wish is our first one, our holiday panto, Sunday, December 17th. Our Pride Night for I Am My Own Wife will be, and the times vary. It's 4 o'clock for Aladdin. It's 5:30 for I Am My Own Wife, which will be Sunday, January 21st. And you can go on our website and just, just go into Pride Night at the Playhouse, and it'll give you all the dates for the remainder of the season. But they've been very popular and a lot of fun. We hit the ground running with it, and usually you have to build these kind of programs, but people have embraced it immediately. There's room for so many more of you on that Sunday evening, so please go on our website.
I did go to one event, and it was heartwarming, and I don't remember. I don't even remember the play. I remember the people.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what Pride Nights are about. You know, for all of us, and it's really about. And theater is about connectivity, and. Yeah. You know, I think having a Pride Night is great because it brings together people who are seeking connectivity, and the theater does that just inherently. So
you're giving me goosebumps. And I'm going to talk a bit about myself, but I was in Boise, Idaho years ago.
Yeah.
Not all that long ago. I was in Boise, Idaho, and I was corporate in the hotel field. I had 300 employees, long story. Anyway, one night I got approached for a play called Cute Boys in Their Underpants Fight the Evil Trolls. And it was a gay theater troupe in Boise, Idaho. Go figure.
Why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? really.
And so I kind of made fun of it, and then they made fun of me for making fun of it. And then I realized the person I was talking to was the director of this new theater troupe that he was starting up. Long story short, I got a call, and they said, Craig, would you come and audition? I go, audition for what? I'd totally forgotten. I went in, waltzed in, and I got the lead part as the leading troll.
I have nothing to say about that.
But I got to wear a nice tuxedo jacket and epaulettes, and I was very official. I had a riding crop, and I dictated, but the point is I've made lifetime friends in that theater troupe. Friends today, and it's such an emotional thing. There's such a strong connection in the theater. We can never dismiss the love and caring and thought that these people want that participate in it. You quite quickly and easily generate friends that'll last you a lifetime.
It's a family of its own, and it's theater collects all kinds of people. You know, those of us who are drawn to it. I mean, somebody was describing it this last week to me as the island of misfit toys. You know, I mean, we all sort of.
I know.
You
that.
Know, you know that island,
yes,
and
I
you know,
do.
It's somehow what brought us all together. But it's actually not what kept us in the theater. The community that one. You know, finds in the theater is like nothing else.
Entertaining is a big component, I guess, across it, but even entertaining, too, is very
sure.
similar.
It's but, you know, theater started as stories around a campfire. You know, mm-hmm. that's how thousands of years ago, you know, it was yeah. it was literally telling stories around a campfire, and it's coming together like that to share those stories that really is what drives the theater and drives good theater is if you can bring people into your story.
Yeah. I think we'll take a short music break, and we're going to come back and talk about this meeting we went to. And
Stacey
a little bit
has something to say.
Uh-oh.
But Craig.
Yes?
Did you get to wear underpants?
No, the cute boys in their underpants.
Oh, oh, oh.
I was the troll.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have underwear.
You had to wear tights.
No, I wore leather pants and big black boots.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
There must be a picture of that somewhere.
It was a love story. I have the videotape.
Yeah.
It's on VHS if you want to know how old it is.
Oh, boy. All righty then.
But thanks, Stacey, for bringing that
up. I had to. I had a mental picture
and,
of
it. No, and I was not in
radio,
underwear.
Because it's radio, you can just imagine. Yes. What it looked like.
Hey, they were cutting away right now. Guilty of it again. We've been talking off the program and sharing some comments about this play. And Anna said an interesting thing, and as well as Stacey had a comment about, what was your comment?
No, I just had an experience of being with someone of the German descent.
Yes.
Who Charlotte was.
Who German. Charlotte was, but yeah. She made a statement to me that startled me, which falls right into this play. She said, my masculine side is attracted to my feminine side.
Because she liked getting dolled up.
She did. And I thought, wow, how interesting.
At Little Main Street Bar and Cabaret, we have, I think that we have individuals that are just like that.
Absolutely that.
Oh, so, I think Ginger must be totally. Because when Ginger transforms herself, she's just extraordinary.
We got regular people that just like to, they wear feminine clothes.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
And they don't wear the makeup or anything, but they just like to wear some,
absolutely.
And so, I you know, maybe that's something we were actually toying with having a panel of people of similar, I guess, interests.
Right.
and have it here on the show, and we may do that. That would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, to delve into that.
Yeah.
So, and you also made a comment about that the play is not just, it is not, it's a humanity play.
Yeah, it's a play about humanity, you know. It's a play about how we conduct ourselves mm-hmm. in society and how someone as brave as, oh, I like the music. Yeah, it's good. As brave as Charlotte was really able to absolutely be herself in the midst of, you know, the worst wow. yeah. of humanity and during, you know, during the Second World War in Germany, in, you know, amongst Nazis and, you know, treading lightly and probably doing a lot of, you know, dancing. But, you know, uh-huh. Charlotte was able to actually remain true to herself to the degree that she could in the midst of Nazi Germany. It is a story of such depth and humanity. But it's not a sad story. It's not so heavy that you feel like you need to have three cups of coffee before you go into it. It's really an uplifting, beautifully eloquent, and brilliantly performed.
You heard production. It here first. Yeah. You heard it here first.
Yeah, it starts January 10th, and it runs the month of January. So please do not miss this. Promise me you will come.
Now, this is going to, I'm going to segue. You seem to like my segues.
I do like your segues. You're very good at that.
Because there's so many kind of, I feel like, disconnected LGBTQ events in the community, and I try to source them and be aware of what they all are so I can talk about them on the show, that I got a little frustrated, I guess. So I have created on Rainbow Dash Radio a calendar. And anyone who has an event, and Anna, I invite you to. But most importantly, when you do it, to give a... I'm not going to take all the content off of all the events that go on. I just want to do a link.
Sure.
So people can go to one location and link to various things that are going on in the community And so this is my ad. If you're out there in the community and you have something that you think would be of interest to everybody, but maybe a bit slanted towards the LGBT community and you want to get it listed, if you go to rainbow-radio.com, please do that. And also if you're a local organization that we don't have listed, because we have a page of organizations with links back to every... I haven't got you on there, Anna. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Dee Dee Irwin, who you know, who's our intrepid marketing director, I'm sure she'd provide all of the links you need for both I Am My Own Wife and for Pride Nights at the Playhouse for the remainder of the season. So we'll make sure that you get that information.
Yeah, and then I invite everyone, many, many other people out there that that have similar, I guess, similar things going on, that please... let me know about them. I'd like to get the word out there, and it will only help. I'm going to talk a little bit, because we kind of brought it up earlier, and because it segues again into this artist panel that I want to have on December 9th, my December 9th radio show. And it happened, I guess it sprung from this meeting on Wednesday, which unfortunately you said you weren't.
I said, if I'm not in my own theater, I'm generally in somebody else's. So that's where I was at another show.
Another show on Wednesday night. Yeah. Well, we'll forgive you.
Yeah, I tried to get to Tuesday nights at City Hall, but that's...
The city of Laguna Beach had Arts Commission. I believe I want to get that right. They had a meeting at the town hall meeting on Wednesday, and they invited everyone to bring forth some what they call creative placemaking. Now, a lot of people, that was a new term for me, and so I will give you some explanation of it a little bit. Creative placemaking is creating something in the community that is attractive and interesting and in keeping with that community. And it's kind of a buzzword, I guess, in major cities, creative placemaking. It reminds me, in Seattle, they got Pike Street Market. That's been there forever, It is a creative place,
yeah.
You know. And so in the Boston Fennel Hall, I believe, is
sure.
in Boston. Mm-hmm. So that's a grand scale, but there's also multiple other kinds of scales, and there's multiple types of things that can be creative that the community might find interesting. So it all evolves around art, and there was a robust meeting. And the mayor was even there, Mayor Tony Eisman, and several other community leaders, plus a handful of artists. And I have to say, the most passionate response I saw was from the artists. And I felt perhaps maybe they need more of a voice.
Right.
And so, and that includes a person who stood up and spoke about the theater arts as a huge part of it. And my comment, I guess, was an editorial, and I will say this is not necessarily the opinion of the station right now, but my comment is, this is my editorial with regard to that, is that the vibrance and the relevance, I feel, of Laguna Beach is the artists. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and to make it more accommodating for the artists, I think should be, I mean, it should be a requirement of the city. I almost feel to the point that if not something is not done, it's going to be really a sad day, because we need to keep that vibrance and relevance in the community. And again, to look back at Ashland, Oregon as an example and how they manage it in their budget, I got a bunch of financial numbers on both. We're scoring way far behind Ashland, Oregon, and we have a similar type of seasonal festival. And I felt like maybe we should take a trip to Ashland.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, a field trip.
A field trip.
Yes. Yeah,
we'll go, Stacy.
We'll go.
You like to travel.
I love to travel.
Do they take cruise ships up there?
Do the Princess Cruise Line go there?
I don't think so. Well, we may have to take a motorcycle with a sidecar.
Well, I used to do that with board members actually at Center Theater Group when I was there, and you know, taking you know, the museum does that. Mm. I mean, Ashland is an incredible place to visit, a wonderful town, and it is a community much like ours. What's challenging for us that Ashland has the ability to do is because they've got a 360-degree audience opportunity around them.
Right.
A third of our audience, mm-hmm. I always say this, a third of our audience are fish in the ocean. So our ability to expand our demographic is challenged by one whole side of our town.
But, you know, also, Annie, Ashland is not near any major metropolitan community. So they have to pull from great distances.
That's right.
And we have the benefit of local communities and I see that during the festival that a lot of buses show up from various locations.
We have 13 Absolutely. South Orange County cities alone just in South Orange County mm-hmm. to pull from. So that's a major that's a statistic that we have to all be reminded of, that we have a lot of community opportunity around us beyond the ocean,
right.
North, south, and east of us. But what we really need is to start it all in Laguna Beach. We're a community that knows how to come together and support one another. And I think that we just have to be reminded of the fact that it all starts right here.
You know, I'm not from here. I'm going to jump in on that one. But when I moved to Laguna, again, from the middle of the cornfields in the Midwest, when I moved here, I was told it is the most artistic city. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't live there. I can't even, play hangman and make it look recognizable. And I thought it meant, and my friends were like, no. The artistic creativity of the city is, like, outside the box. It encompasses everything. And I found it to be. It's an amazing city. And I'm baffled that it's not completely 100% supported.
Yeah.
Why would it not be? It's the draw from people around the world to come to Laguna because of the creativity here.
And our summers are so full-bodied, but honestly, the Playhouse runs 52 weeks a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had over 345 performances last year.
Wow.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on at the Playhouse all the time.
Yeah.
We're rarely dark. If we're dark, it means we're loading some show in or we're loading some show out.
Right, right.
So there's something to see all year long at the Playhouse. And you've said it. It's not, our visual artists here are what started this community. But the theater is almost 100 years old. It means that there were 100 years ago people who wanted to do theater
Absolutely.
In Laguna Beach and who made that a priority in Laguna Beach. So it's about all of the arts in Laguna.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be Andrew Wyeth to, be drawn to Laguna Beach.
Right.
I did get some numbers the ticket sales for the Pageant of the Masters in 2012, were seven. This is public information. We're 7 million. For Ashland, Oregon, there were 22 million for tickets. So,
wow.
We're a bit behind on ticket sales.
You think?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you just want to do a pageant of the Masters, but there's a lot of other things that are connected with it. But also they have a multiplier they use, which is 2.9. And that 2.9 is whatever the ticket sales times 2.9 is what actually is brought into the community. So with that, combined for the festival here is $27 million, and combined for Ashland is $85 million. Now, it's not all about money, but money helps support the art cause and helps support the community in so many ways that and it needs to be done reasonably and sensibly. I felt that one of the major roadblocks and that I was vocal about was that there was no housing. And like Ashland, Oregon, if you get into their program and you get selected, which all the thespians are vetted. Mm-hmm. That's another big word for you, Stacey.
I know. I'm not awake yet.
So we bet the thespians. But, you know, they find the most creative ones, the ones that they feel have the talent and skill to best represent the Shakespearean festival. So if we did a similar thing with artists, say there's an artist that he's brilliant, or somewhere in between,
right.
is brilliant. And for whatever reason, they have never been afforded the opportunity to really take some time in their life to express themselves. Those are the type of, and those are the type of, I feel, individuals we would want to seek out, whether they're from the community itself, whether they're from across the pond, wherever they're from on a global level. And I think if it got into the media somehow where, you know, if you really want to get get your art shown and you really want to be prominent as a world-class artist, if you can get in the program at Laguna Beach, the artist program, I think people from all over the world would work very hard to try and get into the program here in Laguna Beach, including the local community. I don't want to make it just about but from the standpoint of the interest in it, mm-hmm. it has a lot of could get a lot of mileage out of it. I could see National Geographic doing a special edition on the culture of art in Laguna Beach. Okay. And while the schools are cutting the programs back and while all these other things are killing art has the innate capacity to solve a lot of problems in our world, whether they're personal problems and self-expression or whether they're political problems on a global level. I think it has the possibility to bridge and bring people together, bring cultures together. And for that, it is terribly important, especially on the world political scene. It's terribly important with diplomacy and cultural exchanges and, you know, similar things. I've had the fortunate opportunity to be on a nonprofit organization in LA for the last 8 years. It's called LALA, mm-hmm. and it's called Lantern of the East, Los Angeles. And it's about bringing the Asian culture into Los Angeles and sharing Los Angeles' culture across all around the world. We just finished a show in Armenia.
Wow.
We've had shows, and the one I love is in LA because there is such a diverse group of people. But it demonstrates to me that there is a profound interest in art and new artists. I don't mean youthful, but maybe you're 60 years old and you've stifled yourself.
Right.
And you decide one day, well, maybe I have some talent. I don't know. I keep thinking I do. And you get up the gumption to do some kind of creative art, and then you become passionate, and then you want to share it. Mm-hmm. I think that happens many times. And whether it's acting or whether it's doing seascapes, whatever, or very creative, which is real now, performance art, which is huge. And one of my suggestions for the city was, what if we could get the theater and do a performance art event at the theater, which would include some acting and some art and some artistic expression? What if we got known for our performance art? Right now it is movement and motion and music all kind of combined together, multicultural, multimedia art, and it's profoundly interesting right now. So those were some of the things that went on at that meeting. And I guess I'll get off my soapbox here. I've gone on long enough. But
no, it's just so fascinating that, and yeah. that, you know, that shows what kind of community Laguna Beach is, that people will come together willingly and with, you know, passion and talk about these issues on a Wednesday night in Laguna Beach.
Oh, it was passionate.
Yeah, that was one word that you used for it, wasn't it? Passionate.
I looked at the audience when I had the fortunate opportunity to say a few words. I thought, when I first walked in, I thought, I don't think this audience is very exciting. They look pretty like they had nothing to do on a Wednesday, so let's go check this out. Boy, was I wrong. Mm-hmm. Then once the passion started flowing, I mean, words were whizzing and people were tossing comments back and forth. And the group that was put it on is AEA, which is a consulting group, and they're working with the city to come up with a program about creative placemaking in Laguna Beach. So, you know, there's going to be more meetings and there's going to be more discussions, and I certainly will have the radio program. So if anyone has some interest, it's all about the future of Laguna Beach, and it is huge and it is heady. Mm-hmm. And it's all, I think, everyone in the community should have some input with and be vocal and be passionate.
And someone who is completely accessible, now I'm going to out her as being completely accessible, but Sean Poschel, you know, with our arts commissioner in Laguna Beach, and Sean Poschel, who really, you know, puts together these events.
Yep.
And she's not afraid of the exchange and the dialogue that happens. She doesn't want to put it in a back room or squash it in any way. She wants the conversation to happen.
Wow.
And she welcomes it, and she, you know, embraces it herself, and she's not afraid of it. And
that's
therefore
great.
She creates these opportunities for us in Laguna to have the conversation, and I really applaud her. You know, she's a brave woman,
all right.
and a wonderful artist.
Well, I did not know that much about her. I had actually talked to her on the phone the Friday before the meeting, and she suggested that I go.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah,
she's really a fantastic leader
That's
in this
great.
Community.
Good. That's what we Good. Need. Someone need who's it. Passionate and is willing to be very vocal and kind of mix things up a little bit. I think you have to go to every extreme and kind of roll back to the middle and see what you come up with.
You can't be afraid of the dialogue, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to be open to having it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, we're going to take a short music break here again and regroup and be back with you. It's KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. It's Rainbow Radio on a Saturday morning. Here we go.
Hit you up late at night, all I want is to get high. Feel the wind in my hair, I need to feel alive. Up all night by your side, I'm not preoccupied. Through the dawn, feel so good, no one but me and you. And I want you in the summer light, and I need you till the sun goes down. I'll be with you in my paradise, 'cause I need you till the sun goes down. And I want you in the summer light, and I need you till the sun goes down. I'll be with you in my paradise, 'cause I need you till the sun goes down.
Speaking of artists, I've been trying for a couple of weeks to get in a musical artist that I would like to, that's in the LGBT community, and I'm going to play that song right now. It's Freddie Mercury. He's an icon in the gay community. Come on, Freddie. And sadly, he passed way too young. His real name is Faroha Badsara, and here he is. Take it away, Freddie. To cut Freddie off, but we're so tight on time this afternoon. I want to get back to Anna a little bit on the Laguna Playhouse and all they contribute to this fabulous community that makes up Laguna Beach. So,
Stacy was doing, yeah. As she was doing, she said she was doing her Carol Burnett and sweeping up the last 5 minutes of this show, getting so in all of the important information. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, again, our Pride Nights are really are something we're really proud of. So we do want to make sure that everyone knows that December 17th is our next one for Aladdin and His Winter Wish, which is the holiday panto, which is not just for children; it's for adults and children alike. It's so much fun.
Wonderful.
And again, you can find all of that information and the information about the rest of our season at www.lagunaplayhouse.com.
Okay, good. Thank you for that.
And I know there'll be some more creative placemaking meetings, and I'll alert everyone on the program. And I also want to remind, if you're an organization in Laguna Beach and you want to get listed and connected, I'm trying to spearhead that effort. So go to Main Street.
Small slip. There you go.
Whoops. You can go to Main Street, too, if you like. But go to rainbow-radio.com. Rainbow-radio.com. You can hear the show. You'll hear today's show if you want to share it with other people and tell them about it. You can hear the show. But go there, and there's a page that says contacts, and there's one that says LGBTQ, which where you can put your organization, and we'll post it there for everyone to see and link to. And then there's a calendar as well, too, and you can list your events for the calendar. I curate it. So you list your event, and if you have a URL, please include that. It's on the form, but please include the URL so we can link people back and we can all get connected in this wonderful, wonderful community that we call Laguna Beach. So,
and we too have one more program that I want to tell you about that, look, if you know a kid, if you know someone who's 21 or under, if you have a child or a niece or a nephew, or, you know, you've taken a college student into your lives, Jim and Suzanne Meller, who are great community contributors here in Laguna Beach, have started the Meller Fund of Tickets. And anyone at Laguna Playhouse, anyone 21 or under, can get for free two tickets to the Playhouse to any number of performances. They're always listed with Meller tickets on the Playhouse website. And you can Playhouse gets the money for the tickets. The Mellers pay for those. It's a way to get young people into the theater. It's a way for you to introduce someone into the theater if you haven't. And it's a program that's just started this year, and everyone should know about it. But just grab a kid and go.
Sounds incredible.
Grab the nearest kid you got.
And find a kid on your block and go.
Absolutely. Sounds wonderful.
All right. We're going to sign off here and let Ida May get in here and get set up for her show. It's coming up in just a few minutes, and we only have, 2 minutes left. Did you want to say anything closing, Stacy?
No, happy Veterans Day. Thank you. I applaud them.
Thank you.
I salute them.
Thank you for coming back.
Yes, right. You're welcome.
And I can't thank Laguna Beach Playhouse, or Laguna Playhouse, enough for being here and sharing all that's going on there.
Thank you.
I'm going to make a personal effort to get to every LBGT event that you have and make sure that we have the information regarding the theater, and make it even more a part of the cultural art that Laguna Beach has to offer and the programs that you offer. I think it's tremendous.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing what you do.
Well, thank you.
It's a pleasure every day.
And being passionate about it. Like, that's the word of the day.
It certainly is, isn't it?
It is the word of the day.
Lively and passionate.
Lively and passionate. I always say my greatest fear in life is to wake up one day and discover that I'm irrelevant and redundant. And so I never want to be
You'd rather be lively and passionate.
Lively and passionate.
There you
go. That's the way to go. Here's another Gay Icon song as we take it out from Rainbow Radio. Again, thanks, my guests. Tune in next week. And if you want to listen to the show again or later or share it with friends, and you're on my e-blast, you can share. It's rainbow-radio.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.